Ladies and gentlemen, our new secret weapon, the Mega Minion.
In the new movie Despicable Me 4, former villain-turned-hero Gru faces off against a new nemesis named Maxime Le Mal. Translated from French, his name basically means maximum bad, which is pretty accurate. As the story opens, Gru is working undercover for the Anti-Villain League. While attending a reunion of graduates from the School for Villains, Gru and his fellow agents arrest Maxime. They're in for a big surprise, though, because their target has injected himself with cockroach DNA, which gives him all sorts of insect powers, including extra legs and wings. Maxime promises to break out of prison to hunt Gru and his family down. And when that jailbreak inevitably happens, the Anti-Villain League puts Gru's family in its witness protection program. But as we all know, hiding somebody like Gru is a lot easier said than done, especially when his new next-door neighbors have a teen daughter who aspires to be a villain herself.
You will be the first to test our super serum, designed to transform you into cutting-edge agents. Or you might just explode.
Despicable Me 4 features a story with some tender moments emphasizing marriage and parenting, and the challenges that come with both. Slapstick pratfalls and cartoony violence fill the story from end to end. But no one's ever really hurt, despite a lot of ridiculous violence, and some toilet humor creeps in too. Overall, this sequel actually has fewer problems than the last film, and if you've seen any of the first three, you know pretty much what to expect here. So we're giving Despicable Me 4 a 4 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. I'm Adam Holtz for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.